Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'schus Rufua Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Afen Beis. We're starting Afen Beis and Aleph towards the top. The Gemara says, "Hu damle lechavi havli meizuzit mesik nebach v'hashtar." Someone told his friend, "You owe me 100 zuz. Here's a shtar. You owe me 100 zuz. Amle preticha. I paid you. Amle hanis joininu. You did pay me." But that money is for a different chayiv. Sitroi, it was side money, Rashi says. Mitzan achad, the Rishonim say sitar, means side. This was side money, zaytuga money. It's not for this chayiv, it's from a different chayiv. Amar Rav Nachman isr shtar. Rav Nachman said the shtar gets weakened. Rav Papa Amalai isr shtar. Rav Papa said the shtar is not weakened. He could collect with the shtar. And the mar goes at the end. May have the Allah. Rav Papa Amalai isr shtar. Rav Sheshesh Breda, Rav Yidi Amar isr shtar. Rav Hilchasa isr shtar. In the end, we say the shtar is weakened. He cannot collect. The hani mili depari ba'api sahade v'id galei shtar avapari ben idei l'didei miga diachalayim l'hoi edvarim ha'olam yachanami l'meim esachoyinin. That's only when he paid him in front of Edom. So there he has Edom on the Piroyim. So mili can't say that the Piroyim was from a different chayiv. Now Shein came when he paid him privately. So since he could have denied the payment, he could have said you didn't pay me at all. So he could say esachoyinin. So there's a machlekes Yishenim. What does it mean, Isra Shtar? The Rif and the Rambam and the Rimagash, they will hold that the Shtar is Batal Lagamri. And he can't collect it all. We rip up the Shtar. We have Edom that there was a payment to the Shtar. He's not Nehemiah to say, Sechoy Ninu, and goodbye. That's the end of the Shtar. But Taisus says two Pshatim. Taisus brings a Pshat from Rabbeinu Tam that he could collect from the Shtar. You just need a Shvua. You need a Shvua that it wasn't paid. But with the Shvua, you could collect. He brings Rabbeinu Chananel the same thing. And Taisus himself holds that he can collect, but he says the din is you don't rip up the shtar. You don't rip up the shtar and you don't collect with it. And the Paiskim say that according to Taisus, Tfisa can help. We're not mezakik to collect the shtar. But we the so don't rip up the shtar. We don't nem on that the shtar is no good. And if we leave it the way it is, we don't collect the money. But if he's Taisus, we let him keep it. So those are the three shittas. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rimagash show that the shtar is completely batal, and you can't even collect, rip up the shtar. Taisus holds it's a suffix. We don't know what to do. We don't let him collect, but on the other hand, we don't rip up the shtar, and if he's taifus, he can keep it. And many times, since you do collect, you just need an extra thing. You need a shvua. You have to mechazik your taino. Now, there's a shaila. What's a pshat? Why can't he say sechoyninu? What's a pshat in the machlokes? What's a pshat in the man, the omer that we pass him like that? He can't say sechoyninu. L'maisi has a shtar. A shtar indicates that there's no pirayim. Normally, when a person has a shtar, he can say, you didn't pay me, shtar chibed my boy. So what's a pshat? And he have edim that there was a pirayim. But he's tining that it wasn't a pirayim on this chayif. It was a pirayim on a different chayif. Why wouldn't he be nam on stamazay to tine that? So the Rosh says, because the joy is a shmacha taina. Because the chazaka, that he wouldn't go and ignore the milva b'shtar and pay a milva b'al peh. Why would he do such a thing? He'd rather not have the milva b'shtar. A shtar, you can't tie in a parati. A shtar could collect from a shubadim. He'd rather take care of the milva b'shtar before the milva b'al peh. It's a shmacha taina that he's telling him that he paid for a milva b'al peh. Why would he do it? Why would he pay the milva b'al peh when he should have paid the milva b'shtar? That's why it's a shvacha taina. But the paiskim, the shach, in Simon and Chasif Kot, and you give other paiskim, they bring down the Sefer HaChumas that says a different svara. The svara is ain't safik meitzi midei vadai. Since we see a pirayim b'faneinu, so from what we see, this chayiv is paid up. Now you're going to say that maybe it was for a different thing. Maybe it was there was a different chayiv. So we say, Yisrael ain't safik meitzi midei vadai. So I want to explain that svar a little bit. Because we say, ain't safik meitzi midei vadai. We see Purayim, but we don't know what the Purayim is. Could be the Purayim is this chayiv of the shtar, but could be it's a Purayim of another chayiv. Mecha taste is not a Purayim of another chayiv. Why is this the vadai and not the safik? So I want to taina, if the pshanim ain't safik meitzi midei vadai is, the svar is like this. Here we have a Piroyin, and if there is no other Chayiv, by definition, the Piroyin is a Piroyin of this Chayiv. So we have a Piroyin, which, as far as information that we have, it's a Piroyin of this Chayiv. This Chayiv is paid. Because when there's a piroyin and there's no other chayiv, so behechich, this chayiv is the one that's paid. Elamayu, tining there was another chayiv. So you're trying to be mitzi mamon from him with a claim that there was another chayiv. You can't do that. The only way you could be mitzi mamon from him is if there is another chayiv. You can't be mechadish to us another chayiv. We have here a chayiv with a shtar. We have a piroyin. So if there's no other information that we have, so that means that we don't have a chayiv. The chayiv is paid. Elamai, now you're coming and saying there was another chayiv. So you're trying to make simama, but mechadish to us is another chayiv. You can't do that. That's a pshat in Safik Meitzim Nevadai. So Kumtei says, the Rosh is a pshat that he's saying, no, the emesin, we don't have a piroyin. Mechateis, we have a piroyin. I paid up. No, that paid up. That could have been another chayv. So we don't see praying b'chlal according to the Rosh. Novas, it's a shvach atayimit to say it wasn't a praying for this chayv, because he wouldn't pay another chayv. He wouldn't pay a milv about pe when he has a milv b'shtar. But without that, it's a shvach atayimit. So I could tell he didn't see a praying b'chlal of this chayv. I saw a praying. Mechateis was this chayv. It was a different chayv. Except it's a shvach atayimit to say it's a different chayiv because he wouldn't pay a milv about pe without a milv b'shtar. Hashem came to say for Chumas is saying of art that I have a piroyin. I have a piroyin lefaneinu. The only way to make it ice piroyin is by being mechadish to us another chayiv. That you can't do. You can't be mechadish another chayiv in Tzafik Meitz from Nevadai. So the Achreinim, the Nesivis, the Tumim, the Shaar Mishpat, they say, L'chayr should come out of Nafkimina la'alocha. Let's say he tainis that piroyin was for another chayiv, and that chayiv was with a shtar, and I returned you that shtar. Adam saw a piroyin, but that piroyin happened to be for a chayiv, which I returned the shtar. Returned the shtar right away. This is a completely different chayiv with a completely different shtar. But it's not the pshat you paid a milv about peh when you could have paid a milv of a shtar. You paid a milv of a shtar, and I returned that shtar. So according to the Rosh, you'd be neman because you're not saying a shvach atayna. But according to the Sefer Chumas, you won't be Naman, because the pshat is, you're being mechadish a new thing, you're mechadish a new chayiv. As far as, unless you're mechadish a new chayiv, we have a piroyin of this chayiv, like we explained. The Nesivos wants to say that maybe the Rosh also holds that the Sefer Chumas is svarim. The Rosh was just bothered with the end of the Gemara. That's where the Rosh really stels it avek. Because the Rosh asks the kasha, when there was no edim on the piroyin, why do you have to say he's Naman to say such a chayiv, b'migoy, that he could have said lahay dvarim ha'ilam? What's the chiluk? L'hayim edvarim ha'ilam was the troy. They're both exactly the same. What's the chiluk? This is where he says the troy is a shvach atayna. Because there is no in Suffolk mates from Nevada. We don't have a piroyin lefaneinu. So stam, if he tells us that there's a piroyin, if he tells us there wasn't a piroyin, or if he tells us that there was a piroyin on a different chayim, man afgimina, so then we have to come on to the fact that the troy is a shvach atayna. But that's him, the Rosh is masking to the Sefer Chumas. But the Lashon in the Rosh is not mashman that way. The Rosh says that when there's Edom, then you don't have a Migoy, so then laf taina brew he ligvis by. And smash because you have the shvachayt of the taina. The Meluyah Mishpat there on the Nesivus, and Simon and Ches of Katan Zion, he brings that the Gra and Simon Pei Gimel, smash me lint the Rosh Kipshut, that even the Etzim din of Sitra is only because it's a shvachayt taina. If you learn that way, if you learn like the Gra, the Chayr, I think, two machlaikasin between the Rosh and the Rambam is muzba that way. The first is that's a machlekes we said before. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rimagash, like we said, they all this with shtar means the shtar is batel legami. You can't collect the chlal. Hashem and the Rosh holds like the Balei Taisus. And this with shtar means if any time says you have to make a shua, the Rosh is more nighted to Taisus that the pshat is leimikra karinabe, leimikva gavinabe. You don't do anything, and tefisa would work. But the shtar is not batel legami. So it makes sense, it should be totally in that shayla. If the Vard is in Safik Meitzim Nevada, we have a Vade Piroyin Befaneinu. You're not allowed to be Mechadish another Chayiv. So period. That means that we have a Piroyin, period. There's no Malkin to say that you need a Shvua, or a Mikra Krimil Mikvim Gvinabe. You have no time of Sitroy. We have a Piroyin, we have Edom on a Piroyin. In order to say there wasn't a Piroyin, you have to be Mechadish another Chayiv. A Meisav Overai, you can't be Mechadish another Chayiv. So Mele Lishtar is Bat Lagamri. Now, Shagan, if it's not the pshat after Mechadish another chayiv, I'm telling you there was no Purayin. You're saying there was a Purayin. I'm telling you there was no Purayin. Mechatech said there was a Purayin. Edom saw a Purayin. I'm telling you the Purayin was on a different chayiv. And the Rosh doesn't hold this Rosh Safik Mais Nevada. The Rosh holds the Safik. Is it Prime of this Chayv? Prime of Divin Chayv? I could tie Prime is a Divin Chayv because I have a star. Elamai, it's a Shemach HaTaimit to say Sishroi because why would he pay a Milvah Baal Peh when he has a Milvah Bishtar? A Shemach HaTaimit is a Pshat, so I need a Shvuah like a Benutam. Or a Shemach HaTaimit is a Pshat, the Bezin won't be Gaiva. But it's not Pshat that it's a Taimit Vadoi. It's Betzim I have a Shtar, Betzim I could be Meitzim Amen. The Bezin is not going to be Meitzim Amen with a Shemach HaTaimit. But if I make a Shvuah like a Benutam, walk upon him from Teifis, so then, if I can't, then I could win. So I see it being totally, ain't Savik Meitzim Nevada is a Svara that the Shtar is gone. We have it praying befenenu. You can't be Mechadash and Uchayiv to us. Mashagin, the Svara that's a Troy is not Mestaber, that doesn't mean the Shtar is gone. Betzim have a Koyach, have a Shtar. Now you can't be Meitzim Mammon even with a Shtar if you have such a Shvacha Taino. But to Machzik Mammon Ukadayim, so then maybe you could. Another Machlaikis here, which I think is also totally in the same thing. The Rim Megash is Mechadish, and as they state in the Ram Amaych, and in our Gerson, in the Ran, it sounds like the Rif was held that way. Now let's say, he doesn't say Sitroi, he says it was a Matana. The Edom didn't see it was a Pura, and Agamar is a Pshat, the Edom came and saw that I'm paying you. I'm making a payment. Question is for what? They don't know for which Chayv. But let's say the Edom saw an exchange of money, they saw him giving money, and he tainas it's a Pura. The Gemara early is Mavur. Now, if Edom saw him giving money, and he timed as the money was a Matana, so he's Neman. He's Neman to say the money is Matana. We don't assume the money is a Chayiv. Mechatez is a Chayiv. He's Neman to say it was a Matana. So who had been here? Edom saw that the Levi gave the Malva money, and the Malva says it was a gift. He was giving me a gift. Nothing to do with any Chayiv altogether. Zagdiri Megashi is Neman. You see, they have yet your Neman to say gave him a ton. So, in fact, the Rosh and the Ramban, Matan is a worse taina than Sitroi. If you're going to say that someone wouldn't pay another Chayiv Baal Peh when he has a Chayiv Vishnar, so Kolshkin, a person wouldn't give him a tana when he has a Chayiv to pay. Someone is in debt and he has to pay up a Chayiv, he'll give them Alva Matan. It's a much worse taina. It's a much schwacher taina. That Gemara is talking about Stam. You want to know, you want to be mitzi from a Muzik. You want to say, I have two Edom, I gave you money, that's a Raya that you owe me money. Okay, a Muzik could say that no, you gave me money, but you gave it to me, you didn't lend it to me, you gave it to me as a gift. But here, Fakert, you're trying to be mitzi mama from him. You're coming with the Shtar. We know that he gave you money. You have to explain that the money wasn't a Pura, and you're saying it's a Matana. It sounds much worse than saying Sitroi. Say, in fact, the Rosh and the Ramban. So I think it's totally ha baha. Rosh and the Ramban hold that the reason for Sitroi is because Sitroi is a Shvacha Taina. Mechatesa, why would he pay up the Chayiv Baal Peh and not pay up the Chayiv Vishtar? It's a Shvacha Taina. So, Mele, we don't allow you to Taina such a Taina as a Shvacha Taina. If Sitroi is a Shvacha Taina, Matana is even a worse Taina. Mashenkein, the Rimagash, he holds that, and the Rambam, they hold, Sitroi is not a Shvacha Taina, that's not the problem. The problem is, in order to Taina Sitroi, you're going to have to say there was another Chayiv. If even though there was no other Chayiv, this Chayiv was paid. You're going to have to Mechadish as a new Chayiv. You don't have the right to Mechadish a new Chayiv, Mechatesa owe you more money. As far as you know, I owe you this amount of money. If so, then it was paid. You're saying, I owe you more money, I might as well have a raya. But when you say matana, you're not saying, oh, you owe me more money. I'm just saying you never paid. Either it was an exchange of money. Exchange of money doesn't mean it was paid. It could have been a matana. I'm saying it was a matana. So you don't have Ein Safek Meitzim Nevadai there. Ein Safek Meitzim Nevadai is when we know there's a Pirayin. And a Pirayin Behechach means that this chayv is already paid. But the only way you could say that this chayiv was not paid was to mechadash a new chayiv. You have no right to mechadash a new chayiv. Mashenkin, when the Edom saw the exchange of money and don't know it was a parayin, and I'm tining it was a matana. So come tais, mechatais, it was a parayin. I have a shtar, I have a right to say that it was never a parayin. You don't say that it's a shvacha taim lefini rumagash, and that's why a matana would work. So because of the two taimim, why you wouldn't be allowed to say sitroi. You have the Rosh's time because the joy is a tiny garua. A person wouldn't pay a milvah baal peh if he has a milvah b'shtar. And you have the Sefer Chumas time because Ein Safek Meitzim Nevadai, and like I explained, once we have a piroyin, you have to mechadesh a new chayiv in order to say that this chayiv wasn't paid up. And I want to say that, I want to make the two machlaikis rishonim we have totally in the shaila. One machlaikis is if isra shtar means batal legamri, or if isra shtar just means that you need a shvua, or you can't be gaiva, but we don't rip up the shtar. That if the yisayda darvah is in safek meitz nevad, then that would be batal legamri. Now, Shane Kane, if the fight is because it's a tiny garua, so we don't rip up the shtar. It's a tiny garua, but the shtar remains a shtar. And also, I want to be tailed to shaila, the rimagashis chidish, that you could say it was a matana. If the pshat is not saying Safik Meisim Nevadai, by Matana, there's no Vadai. There's no praying the Fanenu to say Safik Meisim Nevadai. Mashenken, if the Svar is a tiny Geruah, so Matana is also a tiny Geruah. It's a worse tiny than Sitroi. And Mel Levite, you'd say Isra Shtar. Now, one other Indian in the Sugya is the Shail of Migul Lahitzi. The Gemara says that Shaini bring a Raya from, they learn up the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tafam, Abeis, and Cheskes Abatim. They don't say Miga Lahitzi. Miga works Lahaksik Mammon, it doesn't work Lahitzi Mammon. The Shaila is, how do you learn Awasugya? Awasugya says that when he paid him not Bifnei Edim, and a guy says, he comes, he says, you owe me money, here's a shtar. He says, but I paid you. He says, you did pay me, right? But that was Sitroi. So Batsim, if Edim would come and say that he paid him, you wouldn't be named to say Sitroi. But if it then daily day, Miga, then he could have said Lahayim Vari Ma'ilim, he could also say Sitroi. So the Shaila Bava Basra asked the Kasha, what happened to the din of Migul Lahitzi Layam Rinan? So Taisus and Kamri Shainim hold that whenever you have a shtar and you have a kayach to mum with the shtar, so then it's not called the Migul Lahitzi. The Ksais in Simon Pei Beis of Katan Yid Gimel, he says that the reason is because the shtar is Ligvus Kagavi Damid. You're considered the Mugzik. If you could win on your day a shtar, you're considered the Mugzik. So the Migul is not called the Migul Lahitzi. That's a clout. It's called the Paiskim and Klaal Migoy. Now, when a Migoy to Mimkayim Ishtar, it's not called a Migoy Lahitzi. The Ksais there, and Sim Bei Beisif Kanye Gimel brings that some Yishayim don't seem to hold it as Klaal. Rabbeinu Yena and Ksuvis, the Shidda Mekabetsis brings Rabbeinu Yena and Ksuvis, he asks Akasha that every time it says that if a Isha is Pegemis Ksuvasa, she's made that part of it was paid, she needs a Shvua, why do you need a Shvua? It should be a Migoy that should be Kay for a Kail. And the answer is the Migul Lahitzi. Right? Says, even though she has a shtar ksuva, it's called the Migul Lahitzi. Now, Zakbel is a different teretz from the Rishayin. And the Ramban in Bava Basra says the teretz that here, the reason why it's not called the Migul Lahitzi is because the shtar is being maitzi. But the Nemanis, the Migul Vladam, is to say that the money that you receive, that's Sitroi. Because you have a miga and that money that you could have said you never received that money. So you have a so you could say in the money that you receive it, that's a troy. And Mamela, he has no tain on that money. Once he has no tain on that money, which is lahachzik, then he could be mitzi with the shtar. So I was able to there, Ramban, stamazay, if you'd have a miga to mekayim a shtar. But it's not a miga to machzik on any money that you have. It's just you had another tain, which with that tain you'll be able to mitzi with the shtar. But with this tiny batsim, you can't be mitzi with the shtar. So then you wouldn't be able to say a migoy. It's a migoy, even though you have a shtar. But here it's different, because once we get rid of his claim on the money that he paid you, al yidei the migoy, so the migoy is lahachzik. It's lahachzik, the money that he paid you. And the mail of the shtar can be mitzi. So that's what Ksai says, it's two mahalchim. There's a mahalch that you don't say migoyitzi b'chlal on the shtar. The one who's being machzik in a shtar, he's considered the muchzik, came like a shtar im libus and gavidam yakapanim to consider you a muchzik. So, Meli, you could say a migoy to be mitzi mammon with a shtar. That's one mahalach. And the other mahalach, the Ramban, is you can't say migoy to be mitzi mammon with a shtar be'etzim. The mitzi mammon with the shtar is also considered migoy lahitzi. Shtar im libus life gavidami. But the migoy of sitroi migoy la'adam is a pshat, I'm saying a migoy on the money that I received. The money I received, I didn't have to admit that I received it. So Mela, since I have a migoy, I could keep the money because I could say that it was a parayin of a chayiv. Once that money is gone and I'm able to claim that that's my money, so I can mitzi with the shtar. I'm not being mitzi on the day of the migoy, I'm being mitzi with the shtar. It's a different svara. There's shtein niksai, simen pei beis of katan yid gimel. Now the Shar Mishpat here in Simon and Ches, he brings down that the Rashbi, it sounds like the Bechal doesn't know the migoy lahitzi. Because the Rashbi asked the Kasha and the Rimagash we said before, the Rimagash said that when the money was exchanged, but he didn't specify that it was a piroyin, so migoy that you could have said it was a matana. You could also say it was a troy, because you have a migoy that you could have said it was a matana. So the Rajba asked on the Rimagash, b'shem the Ramban, that it's a migoy lahitzi. Why would it be nemah to say sitroy b'migoy the matana? In order to collect the money from the star, it's a migoy lahitzi. So, in fact, the Shah Mishmah, Lachayat Sapella, the Gemara says Mefurish that you could say a migoy of Lahayat Varim Ailam. You could say Sitroy, but migoy of Lahayat Varim Ailam. So, for whatever reason, that's not called the migoy Lahayatzi. Either the Pshat is if you have a star, it's not called migoy Lahayatzi, but that the Rashba says no, because Shtar was Ligvis is Lavka Gavi Dami. Or you could say, like the Ramban and Bava Basra, it's not called the migoy Lahayatzi, because the migoy is not on to be mitzi from the shtar, the migoy is on the other money, and the mameliki mitzi from the shtar. But either way, the Gemara says klar that if there are no edim who's parlet the day of the day, migoy that he could have said lahayat varim ailam, he could also say sitroi. So even if he paid him before edim, if there's a din that you could say that it's a matana, like that's what the Rimagash holds, so why wouldn't you be able to say sitroi migoy de matana? You're tining migoy lahaytzi. What's the chilup between the Gemara's migoy of migoy de lahayat varim ailam and the Rimagash is Miga of Miga the Matana? So the Shara Mishpah learns that the Miga in the Gemara is Lav Dafka Lefi the Rajba. He says the grace of the Tain of Sitroi is only when you paid in front of Edom. Then it doesn't make sense he paid another shtar. He would pay a milvah ba'alpeh and keep the shtar. Elamai, it must be he was paying up the milvah b'shtar, wanted to take the shtar, because he knew the Edom were there. Mashegim, when he paid ben didel of the day, see, anyway, I have a taina and him wanting to take the shtar. So, Mel, it's not a taina guru to say sitroi. I don't be marich abyssal. He wants to learn the migoy of the Gemara's lav dafka. He means that the taina against the reason why sitroi is a taina guru only applies when the edim that were actually parayin or not. But the magi in the bottom of the Shara Mishpah brings the marishdam. The marishdam, in Chayshim Mishpah, Simonai and Gimel, he says, Klor, he asks the same kash of the Yushainim, it's a migoy lahaytzi. And he says his own teretz, that a migel adam is like a pesh asar. When you have a shtar, and he tainis piroyin, you don't have to reckon with his tainis piroyin b'chlal. You don't have to fend for the piroyin. The shtar says it wasn't paid. You can't tainis piroyin, period. If you made that there's a piroyin, and you're saying sitroi, that's like a pesh asar. So then you can understand the Rajba's kasha. That's only when we don't know b'chlal there was money that exchanged hands. So Mamela, he's tainis piroyin. You don't have to say anything. The fact that you said that there was a piroyin on the sitroi, that's a pesha aser. That's them and even lahitzi. Shangim and Edim say that there was money that exchanged hands. So you're going to have to explain what the money was. You're going to have to say it was a matana. That's not a pesha aser. Once you have Edim that say that there was money exchanged hands, it's the only neman with a tain of matana, so then the tain of matana would be neman. But you want to say sitroi, miga de matana, that's a miga lahitzi. That's what the Rajba holds. Al Kabbanim is three mahalachim, why you don't say migoy lahaytzi? I have the Taisus mahalach that any time that you have a shtar, you call the muchzik, you don't say migoy lahaytzi to mekayim a shtar. You have the Rambanim of Abash's mahalach that the migoy is a migoy on the money you received. And mameli, you're being maitzi with the shtar without the migoy. As long as you fanfed the money you received, you're being maitzi with the shtar without the migoy. And we have the marashdam that a migoy of ladam, that's a migoy, that's a pesha aser. A pesha aser is nemon lahaytzi. Migalites and Leyamina, but when it's a Pesha Asa, that would work even lights. Those are the three Malachim. And now let's see the next sugya. Gemara is a new case. The Leiva told the Malva, if I say Loi Parana, if you say Loi Parana, I mean, if I tain a Parati, if you would ever say that I didn't pay, so you have the manas, and I would have to pay, even if I tain that I paid. So Ozl Parababe Sade, he paid him in front of Edom. So that way, it should be clear that he paid. Abaye and Rava Dharma Tavaya Wahemne. But Abaye and Rava say, even though he brings Edom that he paid, but Lamaisa, he told him, Mehemnesli Kalemis Domalei Pirana, that you will have the manas to say that I didn't pay. That's even Kenegat Edom. Masra Papane, the Hemnit Femin Ashet, Femin Sadi Mehemne. He only said, Yeneman Kenegat my Taina Parati. He didn't say, Yeneman Kenegat the Edom of Parati. In the next case, so who domle chavei happens like kavei shrei kolaymis domle parana. So there he said, klar that yinem and kenegad edim. And the Gemara assumes that then avada, if the edim would come, avada, he would not be nem, and even with the edim. But the question is, what about three edim? So the Gemara's maskana is, if he said kibay trei, but trei kamei, three edim or so, he's nemen keneged two edim, he's nemen keneged 100 edim. But if he says keneged three edim, so then once he's nachas l'minyana, once he says he nemen keneged three edim, so avadi means dafka three edim, not four edim. Hashem, when he says two edim, then trei kamei, all the edim in the world won't help to be mechazik as taina piroin. That's the maskana sasugya. So you see, a chiddush that the loiva, if he goes and tells the malva that you have the manis to say he didn't pay, so then he has the manis. And if he tells him you have the manis even connected Adam to say he didn't pay, so he has the manis even connected Adam. Came like a schaivis, so it does baldin, however you want to learn. We're talking about, he says it b'shas salva. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, who loiva dam l'malva Adam b'shas salva yineman. B'shas halva, you can be mechayiv yourself with this halva to any type of chiyuv you want, including a din that you're dining on yourself that edim shouldn't be neman. If it's after an halva, that's a shayl in the rishenim if it works without a kinyan. So the rishenim that hold you need dafka a kinyan, that's at a shulchan aruch paskin the simenai and aleph. The rishenim that hold you don't need a kinyan. Stam, you're hischayivist, and you make a hischayivist. You misalik yourself the tiny piroyin that works, and the Ari Shayin that a mechalik, that stam nemanis could work without a kinyan, but nemanis could be trey can't. And Nikas Sugi has to do with the Sugi in Sanhedrin, legabi neman alai abo, neman alai avicha. If a person could go and say that from our din taira, psulei dayanim would work, psulei edim would work. I don't want to go into the prate advarim, just mentioning that b'shas halva avadi ki mechayiv yourself to such a thing, and after halva is a shayl if you need a kinyan. But I want to discuss a little more by Richas is the shayl is a migui help. Let's see, have a migui. There seems to be often a steer in the Ramah if a migui would help. Let's say you gave him the manas to say that you didn't pay, but you have a migui. Would that help? And the two mahalchim had to, halacha l'maisa, had to be miyashiv the often a steer in the Ramah. Two malchim, and will be mazba. Shulchan Aruch, Chayshimish b'tzimenai and Aleph brings down the din that if he's masna, that he's nema b'chalei shaloi paru, you could take it without a shvua. Zakter Amad, davka b'dika edim sheminu olav. Avileka edim, v'aloi v'ayma sheminu paru neman b'migoy. Now, Mrs. Rashi's l'chaya very meduik that way. Rashi Kamat says it's klar. Rashi says, "Ahu loyved the amalim alva b'fnei edim b'shas alva neman atalai kol zman shteim leis kabalti." Rashi l'chayy is saying two dinim. First, Rashi is saying that it has to be b'shas alva. After alva, you would need a kinyan, like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the second thing Rashi is saying is that there were edim. There were edim that are saying that he was maimin the malvit to say leperati. But let's say there was no Eidim that say that he was Maim and the Malva to say Leperati. And the Malva comes to him on the Chayv. The Malva says, you owe me money. And the Leiva says, I paid. And the Malva says, you didn't. And also, you told me, Clara, that I have the Manas to say you didn't pay. And the Leiva says, it's true. I gave you that Nemanas. But the fact is that I paid. Zakter Amah, the Leiva is Neman, even though he gave him the Nemanas, because he has a migui. He didn't have to admit that he gave him the nemanis. He could have said he didn't give him the nemanis. It's dafka when you have edim. But the problem is the very next Ramah, the Mechaba goes on, and he says that in the case of stam nemanis, if you bring edim sheparu, then avadi yineman, because you didn't have the nemanis connected edim. And then the Mechaba says what our Gemara says, but if you amasna shi'aloi v'neman b'shnei edim, then afishhevi edim sheparu hareza gaiv v'menu. And the Ramah says, and even if the loiv had a migui, for yev shel mifter atzer v'tayin acheres, lo yememinu lei, b'migui negan an amana shehem en olav. You don't believe with the migui. Mamish is stiva, the two Ramahs. The first Ramah says, if there's no edim that there was namanas, he's namun with the migui that he could have said that I never gave you namanas. Even if he says I did give you namanas, but he's namun to say that he paid, migui could have said he didn't give namanas. And the second Ramah says, that even when he has a migui, since he gave him the manas, even with the migui, he's not neman. So this mas says that l'chayr, the chilik, seems to be that the first case to the Ramah, the migui is, I didn't give you nemanis. It's a migui that I didn't give you nemanis, so that you're neman. Now, Shengen, the second Ramah, he's coming from the Tshuva Sarajba. That's the Lechari, the Makar of the Ramah. The Tshuva Sarajba that Yosef brought. The case was by a Pekadin. Let's say someone gives someone a Pekadin. He gives someone a Pekadin, and the one, the Nifkad, the Shemer, says to the Balaam, I'm giving you Nemanis. If you say I didn't return it, you always have Nemanis. And now he tainas he returned it. And the other one said you didn't return it. Then he gave him Nemanis. So the Shaila is maybe as a Migli. He could have said it was Nensu. So the Rajma says, no, but since he gave him the manas, even the migli doesn't work. So the Zak, this man is the chilik. If the migli is that I didn't give you the manas, we don't have Edom that he gave him the manas. So in that case, a migli helps. But if we know he gave him the manas, we have Edom he gave him the manas. He has a different migli. Like by a Pekadon, there's a migli than Ensu. In that case, a migli doesn't help. Zag this man, that's what he would have said. But when he looked at the actual Rashba, which is the Makar to the Ramah, and the Rashba says that the case was, in that case, where he said, I'm being maimin you kishnei edim. And the Rashba's nusach is, since he was maimin him kishnei edim, so meilu migu doesn't help. Zag, I think that's the pshat in the Ramah. The first Ramah was going on the Mechabit, we didn't get to the din of maimin kishnei edim. Stam, I'm giving him the manas. So Mel, I'm giving you the manas to say that loy parati. So Mel, if he tainis parati, he's not neman. But if he has a migli, he's neman. And then the mechaber says, and if he brings edim, he's neman. But if he says, I'm maimin you kibet shrei, I'm maimin you like two edim to say loy parati. So then even edim of parati doesn't help. And on that the Ramah says, and even a migli doesn't help. And that's the Mashmai said to Rashba that he says Amiga doesn't know because he was Maimonim Kibetrei. And the Svar L'chalak is a Parsha to Svar. If I give you Nemanis to say Le Parati, but I don't give you Nemanis Keneged Edom, so I'm giving you Nemanis Keneged a Taina. A Taina Parati doesn't work. Mashaykh, when I have Amigui, that's more than a Taina. So Mechet Teis, I gave you Nemanis Keneged Amigui. I only gave you Nemanis Keneged a Taina. Mashaykh, when I give you Nemanis Keneged Shei Edom, so if you even believe Keneged Edom, Kosh, can you believe Keneged Amigli? So Mel, in that case, Amigli won't work. That's the Chilik. Now these two Malachim and Asma is also a big Machlekes in the Marit and the Marameish HaLevi. In the Chuvis Marit, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach Aleph, and Samach Bey, is a big Vikuach between the Marit and the Chacham HaShalom Marameish HaLevi. The Marit holds there's no Chilik if the Amigli is that he didn't give him the Manas, or that he did give him the manas. There's no chiluk what the migui is. Why should there be a chiluk manashach, either in em with the migui, not in em with the migui? The chiluk is when he gave the malvin the manas kebet, right? So that's the manas, even connected the migui. Mashayin came when he gave the malvin the manas stam. So zevi in em with edim, you also in em with the migui. Mashayin came the Ramesha Levi holds no. Even when you give the manas stam, okay, manas stam, if I ain't rovin, I haven't been, it works even connected edim. Our Papa says, Meichet Teisa Keneged Edom. But Migli is not Edom. Migli is a Taina. You could name without a Migli. You have a Migli. It starkens your Taina, but Migli is not Edom. Migli, Hoitzi Le'er Minon. A Migli doesn't work when you gave him the manas altogether. Mashen came when you have a Migli that you didn't have to bechal be Maidi, you gave him the manas. That works even when you maimin him Keneged Edom. So he brings down the Machloikis, the Ikka the Achreinim, the Shach and the Ksais and the Gayan. Be'ika, it sounds like they name on that the Chilik is the Chilik whether the Migli is Stam a Migli of Nensu or Kadaima, or the Migli is they have a Migli that you didn't have to make it, that there was Namanis there altogether. But what's the Svar Sadover? So then it seems this is Mas, but the Svar Sadover is that if you have a Migli that you didn't have to say there was Namanis altogether, that's a Pesha Asa. And a Pesha Asa works even Eged Edom Zakta. It's not like a Migli. It's a Pesha Aser. And the Yisayin Adover is, because if we don't know there was Namanas, we don't Bechal there was Namanas. You're telling us there was Namanas, and your goof is saying you paid, so that means we don't even hear there was Namanas. The whole reason why we listen to Namanas, I'll say, does Baldin. But since you're the same one that said you paid and you're not chayev anything, we can't accept your idea that there was Namanas without accepting also that you're saying that you paid. That's a Svar Pesha Asa. There is no Nemanis that there was, there is no Nemanis for the Levit to say that he gave the Malvin Amanis only al pi the life his words that he also said he paid. That's a Pesha Aser. So if Stami has a Migui like a Migui de Nensu, so we know he gave him the Amanis. If he would have tied it Nensu, fine, that he'd be Nemun. But now he's tying Parati, he could have tied it Nensu. But if thus he gave him the Amanis, that he can't tie it Parati, period, even if he has a Migui. But if he could have denied the fact that he gave him the Amanis altogether, and we only know that he gave him the manas from him, and he's goof for saying that he paid, so Mela, we don't listen to the fact that he gave him the manas b'chlal. Because the one who told us he gave him the manas is telling us it's not negay because he paid anyway. That's sorry if Pesha Aser. The last year of Kivagan, Shuvah Simon Kuflam, and hey, it's not called Eidos, but Dim b'chlal. Since he's the one that also says that he's potter, so he never said he was chayv altogether. But this bothers me a little bit, the Shach. The Shach, I told you, also holds as a schilik that Stam Amiga doesn't work, even when he didn't say Neman Kadei Tre, even when he just said Neman. Neman aid them work, but Amiga doesn't work. But Amigli, that he didn't have to tell him there was the Manis, that works. So the Shach says, Lefize Azayisait. Let's say someone comes in front of Adam and says, I want to make up with this person. Whenever he lends me money, he should be believed to say he didn't pay it, no matter what, even Keneged Adam. Well, he didn't say Keneged Adam, he should be believed to say they didn't pay it. And then later there's a Din Torah. The Malva comes and says, I lent him money. And the Loiva says, it's true you lent me money, but I paid you back already. And there's no Adam on the Alva. So Dr. Shach, since he doesn't have a migui to say that he never gave him the manas, because there are Edom he gave him the manas, even though he has a migui to say that he never borrowed the money in the first place, he wouldn't be Neman. The only migui is Neman is a migui to say they never gave him the manas. But a migui that he should say that he paid back the migui that he could have said that he never borrowed the money, that wouldn't be Neman is mechuyev to pay. So I don't understand if the lumnus is like the nesivus, that there's a chilti migui in Pesha Aser, l'chay, this is also a case of Pesha Aser. En echinami, it's not a Pesha Aser. On the Etzim Din, on the Etzim Metzias that he gave him the manas, but it's a Pesha Aser on the Alva. So Vaita, you have to come on to my Hedos Bal Din to establish the Alva. We have no Edom on the Alva. So Vaita, I should have a Pesha Aser on the Alva to say it was a Pirayin. And that should be Neman even Keneged than the manas. What's Chilak a Pesha Aser that I said there was Alva and a Pirayin? Or Pesha Aser and I said that there was that I gave you the manas, but I paid you? In Tzarech Le'in case, it sounds like the Shach is Mechalik, that the only time I'm Neman is if the pshat is you don't know about the Nemanis without me. But if you do know about the Nemanis without me, even if I could have said Loi Levisi, which Kanira would also have a Pesha Aser, Levisi Parati also would seem to me a Pesha Aser, you also wouldn't be Neman. Hadayin Sarachim Becholze. And now let's go right to the next sugya. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Einish bon al tainis chayir shayt v'katan. And the Gemara says a drasha for it. If a chayir shayt v'katan comes and claims money, you don't have to make a shua to them because it's kitten ishur eyum. Vein is seen as katan klum. A taina v'katan doesn't work. But then the Mishnah says, Avon ishbon l'katan ula hektish. It says that you do make a shua to a katan. V'amin reisha einish bon al tainis chayir shayt v'katan. So what's the pshat that the Reisha says you don't make a shua on a tainis katan, and the Sefer says nishbar on the katan? Was it a steer? What's the pshat in that? So the Gemara says Amar Rav, mebor b'tainis aviv blazer min yankavi. We're talking about a katan that's coming b'tainis aviv. He's coming with the not that he lent the money, but his father lent the money, and as a machlekes rebbeinu blazer min yankavi, because the Gemara says. The Tanya, the Brisa says, sometimes a person can make a shua on his own taina. He says, your father lent me money. I owed your father money, but I gave him half of the money back. And the Chum say, no, you're not nishma, because if someone claims the money, so you have to answer him. So he answered half. It's made of mixes him chayiv v'shmua. Hashem, if no one claimed it, so why do you have to come all together? It's meishiv aveda. So you potter. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov less than meishiv aveda potter. Why would Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say it's made of mixes? Hashem, it's a svara. It's a svara deraisa that of course, if you didn't have to do anything, you didn't have to say anything, you're coming in, you're saying that I owed your father a money, and I paid him back a price, how could it possibly be that you'd be chayv to make a shvua? You didn't have to come b'chlal. Not shaykh to say in that case you have to make a shvua. It's a migui d'ibay yishasik. As Taisa says, pirish b'migui, but it's even more than a migui, it's a migui d'ibay yishasik. You didn't have to come altogether. Vada, that would pati you from a shvua. So the Gemara shakli v'tari, Rav says that a katan was tayin. The Gemara says, no, a katan is nothing. And ishbana tayin is chayy shayt of a katan. And the Gemara says, it's a gadol. The Gemara says, so why is it called a katan? Because the gabi milu davu a katan hum. So the Gemara says, in the end, ela b'der abba kamiflugi, and it's a shayl if you go is ela. Because Rabbi says that the site, why isn't every made of a mixas? Clearly, like a meshav aveda, you didn't have to be made of a mixas. If he would have been kai for the whole thing, you wouldn't have to make a shmur. And now he's made of a mixas, he has to make a shmur. What's the shad in that? So Rabbi explained, he can't be kai for a kol because ain't an amei is pun of a fnebal chayvai. But then again, why is he being kai for altogether? The teretz is because really he'd want to be made of the whole thing. But a shtemute come a shtamit. He can't pay right now, so he figures they'll push him off, so he's only made them a mixas. So that's why the Torah gave him a shua keicha de lady. So what's the machlekes? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that this svar of Einan Emeis applies to Benoi also. Even by Benoi, who doesn't know anything about it, he can't be mazed. He's not able to tell him that he owes him nothing. Sa'ozis, a chutz benon would do that. So male, the made them mixas follows the same pattern. It's not a meishav aveda. Snapshot that he's volunteering to make the mixas. He can't be kaifer akel because ain't an amaze. And they run and say no. Dafka with him he can't be mazed, but with Benay he could be mazed. So merely you would not have a story of made the mixas. Since it'd be so easy for him to be kaifer akel, it's only Benay. Taisus is mazed because the Benay doesn't know. So why can't he be mazed? He could say what he wants. What does the Benay know? So Mela, and he was made of a mixer, so that's it, of his own free will. There's no svara to make a shmur. Just because he was made of a mixas. Other Avi, see, he's more honest when he's made of a mixas. So Mela, he's a meshim avedi, he's potter. But this big machlekes rishenim, what exactly is the maskanas hagemar? It's a machlekes la'alocha. Rashi says that we're back to the din of tayin ekata. But back to Tayinei Katan, that's Ela b'derabba kamiflagi. Ela means, we chayz of what we said before, Ela b'derabba kamiflagi. Back to the din of Tayinei Katan. And even though the Gemara had said before, lo'olam gadol v'maykar le'katan l'gabi milu davu katanu, we chayz of that. It's not gadol. We're talking about katan. I, the Gemara, is the kasha, ein ishban al tayinus chayus right of the katan. So the teres of the kasha is what the Gemara said, he's baba tayinus of it. And this din, that when a katan makes a claim, you don't have to make a shvua, that's only when he makes his own claim. He says, I lent him money. A katan we don't listen to. We don't allow him to make a claim, kitan ishksiv, and you don't have to make a shvua. Mashenken, if he says, my father lent him money, he's coming from his father, even though he's a katan, it's a valid claim. So Mela, we're discussing the din of tayin katan. And that explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ein ishban al tayinus chayir shayit of a katan means if they're coming from their own claim. I lent him money, or he stole money from me, he was mazik me, I gave him a bekatan, whatever the case may be. In that case, the maidu mixes his pater, in yishban al tain is chayy shayt of a katan. Mashengen, if his tain is, my father lent him money, and his father died, I'm yarishing the father, so I'm yarishing a gadol's claim, that is the din of a gadol, and the male of there, there's no din of ein yishban al tain is katan. That's the ikateritz. Now, there are bun and hold, since the one who's coming is a katan, he's a b'nai. So Mele, the B'nai Meis, so Mele could easily be Kaifer Kol if he would wanted to, and he's made to a mixus, he's a Meshim Aveda. Okay, we see he's being more honest, he's being made to a mixus, that's not going to be a Mechayev of a Shvur. Hashem and Ablaz, B'Yakovos, no, just like every made to a mixus we say, we don't see he's being more honest. Okay, he'd want to be Kaifer Kol, but he can't because ain't an Ameis, by B'nai also ain't an Ameis, and Mele is not a Meshim Aveda. So Rashi Lamaisa holds, Halacha Lamaisa, at least according to Ablaz B'Yakov, that if a katan is teveya, but he's bab a tainus aviv, you are mashbiyin to a katan. And that's what the Rif holds also. Now, in this mahalach, you can learn two ways. There is shaynam a medayik the Rif, that the machloikis shablezim and yankav and the rabbanon, if he's meyiz b'bnai, is not necessarily because the b'nai is a katan. It's exactly the same machloikis if the b'nai is a gadol. The issue with the katan is one issue. Ein ishban al tainus katan. And the answer to that issue is, there's a difference. If a katan's coming from his own taina, ein nishban al taina's katan. If a katan is coming from his father's taina, you want nishban al taina's katan. The machlekes of Blazim Yankov and the Rabban is a different machlekes. The machlekes is when the one himself who makes the claim is not the one coming, and as you make a claim, the tainus of it, whether you're a katan or a gadol, do you have an evad of the meis? The Rabban holds since he doesn't know if you're lying or not. So male, he could be maize. So male is no din of ain't in a maize, and therefore a maida mixus would be a maize of aveda. You're admitting to something which you'd have no reason to admit to if you were lying. That can't be mechayiv you a shvua. Now Shengen and Blazim Yankov holds no. Mechlal, you can't deny a claim which is true. You can't fully deny it. That's why you're trying to get out of it. You're trying just to be maida mixus because it's shtemut dekam mishtamit, and therefore we make a shvua. Now, the way you know the Rif holds this way, the Rishayim says, because the Rif says, we pass like a Blazim and Yankov, and what's his Raya? Because the Gemara later, on Daf Mem Zayin, says clearly, Astamad Hashas, that if, by it says, the Shvus Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim V'loi Ben Yarshim, that if someone comes and says, you owed my father money, and the person says, I only owed him half, the Allah is, he has to make a Shvua. Clearly, like a Blazim and Yankov, says the Rif. So that's how we paskin. Now, if you're going to say that the whole machlekes of Blazim Yankov and the Rabbanan is because the Bnei is a katan, that's why you can be mazed, because it's not so hard to be kaifer to a katan. But if it was a gadol, even though he's bar b'tainus of, if everyone agrees that there would be a din ma'idu mixas, clearly that gemara would not be a riot to a Blazim and Yankov. The Rabbanan are masking by a gadol. So you see from the Rif that the machlekes of Blazim Yankov and the Rabbanan is by a gadol as well, and by a katan, both. Now, katan ababa tainis atzmaid is a din of enishman the katan. A katan as baba tainis aviv doesn't have the din of enishman the katan. But any yerush it's baba tainis aviv, whether he's a gadol or a katan, has the problem that it might be called a meshav aveda, according to the Rabbanan. But we pass it like Reb Elazar and Yankov that you're not called a meshav aveda. So, lefi the Rif, halacha l'maisa, whether it's a katan or a gadol that's baba tainis aviv, the halacha is that you make a shvua, we pass it like Reb Elazar and Yankov. You're not mazed but b'nai, even when he's a katan. The Magid Mishnah, he learns in the Rambam, and we're going to discuss the Rambam soon, but the Magid Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam is that no, the Machlekes of Blazim and Yankov and the Rabbanan is dafka by katan. The reason why the Rabbanan hold b'nai mazed is because the b'nai is a katan. And the Blazim Yankov holds, no, you can't be mazed in a katan either. So, Lefi, if you learn that way, so the Gemara in Defim Zayin is not a Raya B'chol to Blazim and Yankov. Everyone agrees that by a Gadol HaBab B'tayinus Aviv, you cannot be Meis. Everyone agrees that a Gadol HaBab B'tayinus Aviv, there is a Dinah Meidim Mixas. The Machlekes of Blazim and Yankov and their abundance is a Katan HaBab B'tayinus Aviv. There, Blazim and Yankov holds that also you can't be Meis, and the male is a Din Shvua, and their abundance, oh no, there you could be Meis, so it's a Dinah Shvua, there's a Ptur Shvua. And that's how the Rambam paskins, that when a katan comes, doesn't make a difference if he's coming from his own claim or if he's coming b'tainus aviv. There's no din shuas meida mixes because you're a meishu aveda. So like the Magid Mishnah, he learns the Gemara like Rashi and like the Rif, like the Ramban. Ella b'derava pligi, that really what Reb Elazar Yankov is talking about a katan, and the reason why there's no problem v'nishman the katan is because he's bar b'tainus aviv. And the Machlekes of Blazim and Yankov is there another problem that since it's B'nai, it's Meis, so Meil it's a Meishav Aveda, but the Rambam holds it's Dafka by a Katan to have a Machlekes if he's Meis. By Gadol, everyone's masking he's not Meis, it's not a Meishav Aveda. And the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. So Alach HaLamaisa, even when a Katan is Baba Tainus Av, if you don't make a Shvua because of Meishav Aveda, that's what the Rambam says, according to the Magid Mishnah, it's a Psak like the Chachamim. But these two mahalchim are both assuming that when the Gemara said b'derabba plingi, the Gemara was chayzer from the idea of saying that it's a gadol, and the Gemara went back to saying that the tayinai katan, and the kasha of the Gemara of ein nishba on the katan, the teretz is by baba tayinus aviv, there's no problem of ein nishba on the katan. Taisus and ksuvis and in gittin, ksuvis daf yitchas and gittin daf nun gimel, is bothered that inga chasim in a sefer. The Gemara said Tainai Katan, and the Gemara said Kasha, but Ein Nishban the Katan. And therefore the Gemara switched it to Gadol. And now the Gemara says, but Gadol wouldn't be called Tainas Atzmai. And then the Gemara says, but the Rabba Pligi. So had the Gemara answered the question? If the Gemara had a question, How could you say Tayne Katan Einishman the Katan? So you have to answer the question. So Rashi says the Teretz is when he's Bava Tainas Aviv, then it's not called Ein Tayne Katan. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara never told us the answer. Ikachasim in a sefer. So Taisus learns that Einachinami, the Gemara was never Chayzer, and if a Katan comes in his Tevea, there's a din of Einishman the Katan, period. So what does the Mishnah mean, Ishban the Katan? Katan means gadol, and the reason why it's called a katan is because katan gadol b'mili devu k'katan dami. Now the Gemara had a kasha. So what do you mean that it's hadas atzitz tainus acherim? So the Gemara's answer is, but the rabbi pleading. In other words, since the pshat and the rabbanon is the rabbanon hold b'bnei meis, so the rabbanon hold that that's called tainus atzmai because his taina, you're not nispal from his taina. He comes and claims, but he's b'nei. He doesn't know. So if I wanted to, I could be kaifer a kov without any problem. B'bnei meis. So that was made of my own free will. That's meisha aved this potter. So that's where Blazim and Yaakov doesn't hold that way. He holds b'bnei is also ein meis. But he calls it taina satzmai because there are abundant hold that b'bnei meis. There are abundant would call it taina satzmai. Pam shadam nishbam what you call taina satzmai, which is similar to a Rashi has to learn anyway. But Al Kapanim, the Gemara never switched. You're not Geiris Ella, but the Rabbi Pligir Ben. Chanan holds that way. That a katan the pshat is tam einishman the katan. There's no chilik of his baba tainus of baba tainus atzmei. A katan's tainus is not a tainu. Kidin ish ksev ish v'loy katan. Period. Nishman the katan means nishman the Geirish. Nishman for someone that's baba tainus of. But Avada he's a gadol. But he's called a katan because mila davi who a katan who. And it goes to Gelezim Yaakov and holds a b'nai einemeis. So according to Tais Vaket, by Katan, everyone's masking, even when he's Baba Tainus of, there's no din Amaydu Mixas. There's no din Shvua Bechlal. A Katan's not a bar tviya, and he doesn't hold it a chilik Baba Tainus of makes him a bar tviya. The Gemara asks the Kasha that Katan has no tviya, and the Gemara never says Baba Tainus of is different. So we have to learn it's Gadol. Either Mishnah says Nishban the Katan, Katan means Gadol. So you have a Machlekes, a Blezim, and Yaakov, and they're Abanan, Dafka by Gadol. Now, Blazer and Yaakov holds by Gadol Al Kapanim, which has a Tviya, there is a Din Maidu Mixas. And the Rabbanan holds no. It's a Meshav Aveda. So, according to Taisus also, the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin, which says clearly that by Yarshim, that you say Chamshin Isle, Chamshin Lesle, that by Yarshim, when you Maidu Mixas, you are Chayiv Shvua. So, Mestam and Allah is like a Blazer and Yaakov of Taisus. But these are the three Mahalchim. Is the Pshat in the Gemara that the Gemara is now going back to Taina Katan, and I ain't Ishban the Katan, there the Teretz is Baba Tainus Aviv. And the Machlaikis of Meis, you can learn one of two ways, Lefidus Mahalach. According to the Rif, it's a Machlaikis, nothing to do with Katan. Machlaikis side by Katan, side by Gadol. Whether you're Meis with Bnei or not. And according to the Magamishas, Pshat and the Rambam, it's a Machlaikis, Nafka by Katan. A Katan, you're not, a Katan, you could be Meis. A Gadol, even though he's a son, you can't be Meis, according to everyone. And it comes after Ket. If the Machlokes is side by Katan, side by Gadol, so since the Gemara Mem Zayin is Muchach, that we pass like by Gadol, there is a Shvuah, so according to the Rif, that tells him that by Katan also there is a Shvuah. But the Magen Mishnah, Bedasa Rambam holds that the Machlokes is only by Katan. So Mele Faket, so Mele we pass like the Chachamim. By Gadol, you make a Shvuah, but by Katan, even though there's no problem, Veinish Manal Tainis Katan, because you bub a Tainis of it. But by Katan, since he made, it's a Bible summation of Eid, and that's why Baskinalik of Blazim Yankov. But according to Taisus, the third Malach in the Sugya, Fakai, by Katan, everyone's masking me Potter. Because Katan doesn't have a Tviya. Ishmael the Katan, Katan, everyone's masking me Potter. The Machlaikis is only by Gadol. There you have to come on to Meshav Aveda, and there are about an old that even by a Gadol, the Bnei Meis, by Katan, Stam is not Negei, but by a Gadol also by Bnei Meis. And it buzzes me, Yaakov holds, no, Bibnai ain't a meis, and therefore he's not a meis of Eid, he's chayiv. And Lefiza also, Lechai we pass like a buzzes me, Yaakov, because the Gemara in the Afim Zayin is mevur, that by Yarshim there is a din shvua. Now the Rambam, there's another pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam has a big shvekar, the Bikivegam, and Shulchan Aruch, Hashemish, with Simon Tzadik Vav, is Meir, and the shvekar of the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein ishban al tainis chayir shayit vakon, echer abab at tainis atzmai, so far, so good. Ram says there's no chiv to make a shvua on the tainus katan. And he says it doesn't matter if the katan comes from his own tainu or tainus of it, because it's a meshav aveda. So that would sound very much like the etzim tvi of a cotton would be a tvi al kapanim when he's baba tainus of it, but you have new pter of neshim aveinda because the paskin bebnoi meis, and that would be mamish like the Magid Mishnah, and the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, and the Rambam holds that even the Rabbanan are masking by a godly yein meis, but by a cotton yein meis, that's what it means bebnoi meis. But then the Rambam goes on and he says, v'cheinim kafa b'koyel, u'bo eit echad v'hei l'kotan ein nishba. So the Rambam now sounds like he holds it stamakot, and even when he's baba tainus aviv, it's not mashman. The Rambam is not talking about baba tainus aviv. So it sounds like the Rambam holds like tesis that a tviyas cotton is not a tviya, and you're not nishba. Not only a shuas made mixes, but even a shuas erechad you're not nishba. So it's very shver. So why did the Rambam have to come on to the svar of Neshim Aveda before? If the Rambam holds a Tviyas Kadan is not a Tviya Bechlal, why do you have to come on to Neshim Aveda? Now, Bemison, the Gayan learns the Rambam that way. The Gayan says the Rambam learned the Gemara like Taisus. The reason why the Rambam says that by a Kadan you're not Nishba is not because he passes like a Bezum and Yankov. No, it's like the Gayan, not like the Magi Mishnah. The Rambam learned the Gemara like Taisus that the Pshad is Ein Nishban al Tainus Kadan blibes Lamaskana. And when the Gemara says, but the Rambam kamiflugi, the Gemara was going on gadol, and when it says ishban the katan, it means a gadol, the mila davu is a katan, and the machleik is by gadol is if you're a meshiv aveda. And the chay, the raya to the gayin, is that the Rambam says by katan, by erechon, also not nishba to a katan, because ain't tvi is katan tvi gemura. But the chay, it's very shver, because why the Rambam say that by meidim and mixas, you don't make a shvur because of meshiv aveda? He should say, because you don't have a tviya b'chlal. As I fake your b'kiveig on the Rambam, Mother Achreina Musa asked the kasha, Gavaldi Gakasha. So there's a bricha Shmuel in Bav Metzia Simon Dalin. He says a teretz b'shem Reb Chaim. But he also wants to answer another kasha from Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega asks a kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Eime Pomusha the Nishba al Tainis Atzmai. Okay, it's an Amle Mana Levicha B'yadi V'chalt of Pras, a Reza Nishba. So I'm asked on this, Rabbi Ezim and Yankov lesnei meshiv aved the potter. So the Gemara's kasha was, how could Rabbi Ezim and Yankov say that when I say manu levichu biyadei, the chalt of pras, you make a shvuah, it's meshiv aveda. You could have been kai for a curl, no one's even being tevei you. So Frank Rabbi Kivenga, why does Gemara have to ask for meshiv aveda? Why is Gemara ask more simply? There's no tviya b'chlal. There's no tviya. A din meidu mixes needs a tviya. So Baruch Berdy explains the kasha. There's two dinim. There's a din of Meshav Aveda. There's a din, they have a kasha. Every Maidu Mixas, what are you being Mechayiv and Meshvur because he's Maidu Mixas? Even after Maidu Mixas, because he goes and he's a nice guy, he's being Maidu Mixas, nagging Mechayiv and Meshvur and the other Mixas, you have to come on to a Teretz of Einon Emeyas. He's not being a nice guy being Maidu Mixas. He couldn't be Kayiv Rakel. So Veshtesel, that's only with the Tviya. That's the din of Meshav Aveda. But there's another din, Stam. You not make a shvuah unless someone has a tain against you. He says in the Nesivus and Meshachim and Ksuvus brings a raya. There's a din edim mixes is mechayev a shvuah. Tani Rab Chiya and Bav Metzia Daf Gimel edim mixes is mechayev a shvuah. Someone comes and says you owe me $100. The guy says I don't owe anything, and the edim made he owes 50. He's chayev a shvuah. He's not made the mixes. Edim mixes also chayev a shvuah. But let's say there's no tviya. Edim come in. Without a tvi, he says that he owed your father $100 and he paid back 50. That's what the Edom say. And he says, no, I didn't owe anything. But there's no tviya. Savadi wouldn't make a shvuah. He'd have to pay the 50 like the Edom say. But there's no tviya. It's not Edom and mixas. It has to be a mixas of a tviya. There has to be a din tviya. So you don't have to pat him because he's a meshiv aveda, because he could have been meiz, a svara. He could have been kaifer a kail. Stam, there's no tviya. That's right, you'll be kveik a kasha on the Gemara. So Baruch Berdy brings the Gemaldi Yisayt from Reb Chaim. He mutches to answer the Raya of the Nesivus. The Reb Chaim says that Vayis Tais from the Rambam that there is no din tviya b'etzem amaydu mixas. The whole din tviya b'amaydu mixas is that you shouldn't be a meshiv aveda. That's the din. Vayid echad is a din tviya. You can't be. There's no shvur said echad without a tviya. Mashenka amaydu mixas b'etzem. You don't need a tviya. The tviya that you need is also not to be a meshiv aveda. So Be'emison, the Rambam learns a Gemara like Tosfos that a katan doesn't have a din tviya. It doesn't make a difference if he's bar b'tainis asa bar b'tainis of a katan doesn't have a din tviya. But the reason why he needed the din of meshiv aveda is because Meidim Mixes doesn't need a din tviya. The whole din why you need a din tviya of Meidim Mixes only so you shouldn't be a Meshav Aveda. So Mel, that's the Gaon's pshat in the Rambam, not like the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah learned that the Rambam holds that the Machlekes of Blesim Yaakov and the Rabbanon is by Katan. And the Rambam who paskins that there's a Ptur Meshav Aveda is going like the Rabbanon, because Reb Elazar Yaakov holds there's no din Meshav Aveda. And Mestam and the Magid Mishnah learned this way, because if you're going to learn the Rambam holds like Tosfos, that the whole Machlekes of Reb Elazar Yaakov and the Rabbanon is dafka by Gadol, and by Katan everyone's maskim, so male the Rambam's passing like Reb Elazar Yaakov, so Ebezai, he wouldn't have said the Ptur is also Meshav Aveda. He would have said the Ptur is because it's the Tvias Katan is not a Tvias Katan, even when he's by Mikayach Aviv. But then you have the problem, like we said, but Beit Echad, he says that he doesn't have a Tviya. So where did he get it from? If you learn the Gemara, like Rashi, that the only Ptur by Katan is Osmeishu Aved, it sounds like it does have a Tviya. So what's if Shat Beit Echad, he says he doesn't have a Tviya? That's Rabbi Kvegas Kasha. So Mel, that's why the Gaon learns that, no, the Rambam Taka learns like Tosfos. But the Yisayna Dover, why a Katan doesn't have a Tviya by Meishu Aved, by Meidu B'Mixas, is because of Meishu Aved. Because when Meidu Mixes, the whole Tviya you need is Alts Tefan for Meshav Aveda. So the Ikavart is a Khan doesn't have a Tviya. Not by Meidu Mixes and not by Eid Echad. But by Meidu Mixes, Behechak, that means that he's a Meshav Aveda. That's the Yisayin, because that's the Yisayin of the Din Tviya by Meidu Mixes. Mashenkin by Eid Echad, the Din Tviya is not meaning the Din Tviya for the Shvua. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel, the Baruch Bey brings about Metziah Simon Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.